Good evening, folks. This is Glenn Stoudam with HSPN Sports live tonight with you. And it just came off a big game that we broadcast live over this last weekend, Dade County. We're in Dade County, and it was a game that was a non-conference, non-district game. It was the Southwest Eagles versus the Carroll City Chiefs. And the Carroll City Chiefs, you'll recognize that name because a few weeks ago, if you've listened to the broadcast, you heard me interview Stephen Buckshot Calvert. Well, tonight we've got a special guest, and that guest happens to be an offensive line, senior offensive lineman, Tristan Anderson, number 78. Senior did an unbelievable job protecting a freshman quarterback, blowing holes out. How are you doing tonight, Tristan?
Hey, Glenn, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Look, we saw you guys start out a little bit slow. Losing the first game, what was the mindset after you came out of that game?
The mindset coming out of that game was that we know, like, for the next few games that we have this season, we have to step up. And we had lost one of our top players on defense. He was out for a little while, but he came back from a center game. And we know how we had to step up while he was out. And defense had worked hard while he was out. So it prepared us to let us know that we have a state team and we can be any team we want.
Hey, Ryan, who broadcasts, is director of broadcasting the HSPN Sports, talk to Coach Aubrey Hill. That's the head coach, folks that are up there listening. And Coach Hill said something interesting that I want you to talk about. He said we had to redefine ourselves and our goals for the overall season, taking it one game at a time. What was Coach Hill talking about there? Did you guys get ahead of yourselves, or what happened?
Well, what he's talking about, our goals, is that we set some goals for the season that we want to accomplish. And that was one, being undefeated, but we haven't reached it. So that's out of our marking. But he's basically talking about after that game against Gables that it was a wake-up call for us. And we knew that we had to do a lot of practice, stay focused, no horse playing around, watch a lot of film for our opponents that we got coming up ahead of us. So that's what it's basically about.
Well, you come out of that Coral Gables game with a chip on your shoulder. You go up to Palm Beach. You play Oxbridge, and you did an incredible job up there. You're still away from home. Then you travel a long ways, man, to Lakeland, Florida. Those guys are supposedly the perennial power. I even got to listen to the tape, and it was hilarious to listen to these guys thinking, you know, you guys are going to be some kind of pushover. You get out there, and old Buckshot throws, I guess, 5 TDs. But what's special about it is that you and the rest of those linemen just made some incredible pockets that he was able to hitch up into. What kind of stuff do you guys do to prepare to do that?
First, we watch a lot of film and see what the defense is going to do. We go all over all the coverage and fronts they're going to do and stunts. Then in practice, we go over walkthrough and inside run. And mostly all the time we're on the flat, pushing it for like half an hour.
Well, you could tell by the patience of the quarterback in the last couple games, you've had a freshman in there. And Lorenzo, you know, he's setting all kind of records, and man, is he getting some good time. But you're protecting him. What's interesting, Tristan, that I saw is he wants to get out of there like a jackrabbit, where you got a seasoned Buckshot that knows that that pocket's going to form around him and he can step up and he can hitch up into it. And Lorenzo, at the very beginning, he's young and he's going to take off. How does that differ when you've got to protect those different types of style of quarterbacks?
Well, first off, with Buckshot, I know he's a senior quarterback, so he has the experience and know what he has to do for his job. For Lorenzo, he's just a freshman, so it's like something new, like a fish out of pond going to the ocean. So I know he was kind of nervous, but we told him to trust us, and the pocket's going to be there for you to throw the ball.
Well, I see you were a captain. What game was that?
Lakeland game, Hollywood, Miami Lakes, and South Ridge.
Okay, so when you got in that huddle and that young freshman sitting in there, are you the guy to tell him, you know, it's okay, settle down, we got your back?
Yeah, yes, sir, because I know he was nervous when we played Central, so I told him in practice, we were getting ready for some week. I was like, trust the lineman. We got to just step in the pocket and take your time.
Well, tell me, and you certainly did, and you got another young freshman that busted one for a long gainer and basically took the game for you at Central. But, you know, if it wasn't for you guys in the ground, you know, the big guys up front, you guys would have never been able to do what you did. And hats off to you guys, man, a three-time state champion, a huge district game. Carroll City's come a long ways. Have you been with them? Is this your fourth year at Carroll City?
No, sir. This is actually my first year with my Carroll City Chiefs.
Okay. Well, you transferred in. That's interesting because I had an interesting conversation with a couple players from Hallandale that transferred in. Tell me what it's like for you, the transition, transferring into a new school.
It was great. When I got to the school, I talked to some of the kids. They were nice. They welcomed me. Like, I was new to the family, like a newborn baby. So they showed love, a lot of love to me. They told me that this season is ours and we all have to work hard, go hard in the weight room, and give each other work and practice. So basically that's what we've been doing in the off season and the season, and it's leading on towards winning. And we know we still have to work hard.
So what kind of advice, Tristan, would you give another athlete if they were contemplating or thinking about transferring? What would be your best advice that you could give them now that you've been through the process?
I mean, it's a great experience. You get to meet new guys, the athletes. It's like a whole different type of environment, and it feels great.
Well, tell me about the guys up front. Got Jones, Lucas, you got yourself, got Newton, you got Rose. Tell me about these guys. What kind of brotherhood you got going on? What's going on up there with you guys? Tell me a little bit about them.
Well, on the left side, I have at tackle with Dante Rose. Me and I got to have great chemistry. We always hang out after practice in school. We watch film together. And on the right side, I have Montrell Newton. I know he's a junior, but he's like the head of the lineman because he's been there for a whole while. And then we have Jason Denoise, a junior, big guy. He works hard in practice. And then we have Tyron Jones, a senior tackle, has great footwork, and he works hard, and he gives a lot of work to the defensive linemen in practice.
Yeah, and you guys look like – and that's why I asked you, because you look like you've been playing together for a while, especially the way you guys form that pocket. You know, it's hats off to – you must have one heck of a offensive line coach, Montrell Newton.
Mm-hmm, Coach Montrell.
So he's got a son up front at center, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Number 51, and that must be junior. Tell me a little bit about Coach Newton.
Coach Newton, he's a great guy. He's a funny guy, but when I came into Carroll City, he told me that this season I'm going to have to work hard and lead the team to state, because this is my last year. He said that the underclassmen, they got probably two or one more year of it. So I had a talk with him. He said, I'm going to work with you this season and off season. And that's basically it. He's a good coach. After practice, he works with me on my pass protection and run game.
Well, you know what? Whatever he's doing is working, Tristan, because I'm looking over here. You guys got almost 2,600 yards passing and rushing. That's a lot of yards. That's through seven games this season. And you go down the road to back to Trav Powell, but you play Norland this week. It's a big district game. What are you doing? Doing anything different in preparation for Norland, the Vikings?
We're not doing nothing different, keeping the same game.
Game plan.
We're just watching a lot of film and seeing what their front line is going to do and what cover they're in, basically.
Have you learned, has your coach taught you, you talk about film. I know how important film is. Has your coach taught you how to watch film, and has it helped you be a better player?
Yeah, he basically tells me what the guy that's in front of me. And what is he going to do? And how is he lining up? And then basically, what's the linebackers? Are they going to blitz? Are they going to stunt?
Well, I saw you do some interesting things. You're an offensive guard. You came in a couple of A-gaps, looked like maybe it was a zone read. You came across and just, I mean, folks, you got to watch the game, the replay. It's on HSPN Sports. Tristan didn't just meet him at the line. You pile-drived a couple guys at least 7 to 8 yards back. I saw you pull. What is that play where you come and you pull across?
What play it was?
Yeah, you drop step and then you pull. It's I guess maybe it's just off tackle to the right.
Yeah, it was like it was a trap play.
Yeah, okay, it's a trap, and then you actually pull and come all the way around the outside, and you get in front of those running backs now. They can run those 4.4. It's kind of hard to do that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was watching it, and then pass blocking. You got a great drop step. And keep in the middle, so you spread them out so that they make that pocket. I got a question for you now. What is some of the goals that you're trying to accomplish your senior year at Miami Carroll City?
Well, my goals is basically graduating and going out to a good school. That's what I'm basically looking for, my goals, and heading off to college and starting and doing great in college and making good grades.
I see that you've got Cincinnati Christian looking at you. And what's that coach's name up there?
Coach John.
He's showing you the love?
Yeah, he writes me every day on Twitter, and I appreciate it. I feel like they really love me, so I might commit later on.
Have you taken a visit up there yet?
No, I'm taking a visit most likely after the season.
Okay. Now, I know it's your first year and you transferred in, but – you know, I see this Coach Aubrey Hill, he promotes you guys like there's no tomorrow. Off season, he promotes. He's got to be a special head coach. It looks like he's doing incredible things on the field, not only in the field, but in the classroom. I mean, he's blasting out social media. He's got this Chief family fired up. Tell me about your relationship and tell me about Coach Hill.
Coach Hill is a great coach. If I have any problems, like family problems or school problems, he's a coach I would go to. And he really cares a lot about his players. And he's showing, he's giving his love back to the team. And he's like the head leader of the tribe that we got going on.
And I know that we talked early on, this is something that helps out because we got a lot of student athletes that are listening in to the show. There's high school coaches that we have call in on the show, and we have a lot of college coaches that'll eventually listen in. Is there a question that you might have about the recruiting process that I might be able to help you with answering?
One question is that I want to understand why do underclassmen get offers before seniors without test scores?
And that's a great question, Tristan. And you know what? That's probably one of the more difficult questions to answer because it depends on how much they've been doing as far as how deep they've gotten in the recruiting process. Now, I know I asked you about some teams, people on your team, and with respect to what your question is and transferring, sometimes you can get caught in the shuffle from the transfer if they hadn't watched you and you didn't pop out your junior year. What happens is there's first a need at that university that they're looking for, and they found that need because they're looking for a lineman. Now, why is it an underclassman? Well, it's usually an underclassman because they fit the size requirements, the speed requirements, and they can look, and they've already asked them their GPAs, I guarantee it. So they've got a pretty good likely idea about what their GPA is, how they'll test out. So what you need to do is just get busy finding those coaches. I know you've got an offer to Cincinnati Christian. After watching you on tape, there's some fundamental things that you could do by organizing all of your tapes and putting it together and packaging it correctly and getting it out to the coaches that would get you a lot of notice. I mean, and I can guarantee you there would be a lot of coaches across the country that would be very interested in you. The only thing is that when you move, sometimes when you move and you're not that star player, and a lot of times they're looking for those skilled players. But when it comes to a lineman, it's a little more longevity. But that's a great question. Does that answer help you a little bit?
Yes, sir. It very does. A lot.
Well, I'm glad to have you on the show, Trenton. I look forward to following you the rest of the year. You got a couple more district games, a couple more big district games. I got a good feeling, you know, we follow a lot of Dade Broward teams, but I got a good feeling that the Chiefs are going to be in there in the playoffs. You got a great season coach. You've got a couple veterans up there. You know, you get Buckshot healthy, and I'm not real sure there's a whole lot of people that can stop you guys, especially in the air with the talent of Buckshot and the way you guys protect him. So we're probably going to try to get you guys in the playoffs, HSPN Sports. And I just want to thank you for taking the time being on the show. You're our first official offensive lineman on the show. I would love to get you back on the show sometime, and maybe some of your brothers up there on the offensive line, we can talk them into getting on the show too, maybe after the next couple of games. Would you like to do that?
Yes, sir.
All right. You keep doing good in school, and I know you said you're taking your test in about a month. Do all the test prep. If there's anything I can do for you, I'm here for you. Folks, this is Glenn Stout. I'm glad you listened to us tonight with HSPNSports.com. Stay tuned, because HSPN Sports is going to be covering this week up in Broward County. It's going to be the Deerfield Beach Bucks that beat the number two team in the nation coming in to play the Douglas Eagles. Again, good night from South Florida, and thank you, Tristan Anderson, number 78, senior lineman for the Corals, Miami Coral City.
Good night. Thanks, Glenn.